This is Pastor Fred Sykes of the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I am your radio pastor for the day. A little over 200 years ago, Michael Faraday was experimenting with a new field of electromagnetism, and he developed a device that could produce motion. After giving a demonstration, someone asked him what would be the practical use of this motion. Faraday replied he didn't know, but he was sure that when a practical use was found, His Majesty's government would find a way to tax it. Faraday's discovery is the basis of electric motors. As I record this pastor for the day, we are in the tax season. Today I would like to share a few thoughts with you about taxes from Mark 12, 13 through 17. I don't think taxes have ever been popular with people. Taxes weren't popular in Jesus' day either. Taking advantage of the unpopularity of taxes, some religious leaders came to Jesus with a question on taxes in Mark 12, 14. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Now, let me give you a little bit of history behind this question. Herod the Great ruled an area slightly larger than modern-day Israel. He died in about 4 BC, and when Herod died, his kingdom was divided between three of his sons, Herod Antipas, Herod Philip, and Archelaus. They were part of the Roman Empire, but largely autonomous. Herod Antipas and Herod Philip were capable governors, and Rome left them alone. Archelaus was not competent, and the Romans removed him in AD 6 and appointed a Roman named Cyrenius as the new governor over Judea and Samaria. With Cyrenius would come a Roman government that, of course, needed to be paid for by the people of Judea and Samaria. Cyrenius ordered a census to find out how many people were there so that he could impose an appropriate tax. The tax was called the poll tax, and it amounted to one denarius, that is, one day's wages. The denarius had an image of Caesar with inscriptions that referred to Roman emperor worship. This, of course, offended most of the Jews. Some Jews revolted, but the revolt was put down, and every man and woman in Judea and Samaria between the ages of about 12 to 65 had to pay the tax. The Jews hated this tax. It had nothing to do with work, property, business, income, prosperity. It was a tax on being alive. The question, is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not, apparently has only a yes or no answer. If Jesus says, yes, pay your taxes, then he would lose popular support because of the people's hatred for the tax. But if Jesus says, no, don't pay the tax, then he would be opposing Rome. They think they have Jesus on the horns of a dilemma. Jesus sees that they are testing him and asks for a denarius. And I see him holding it up with the image of Caesar and asking those who would trap him in his words, whose image is this? And they said, Caesar's. Jesus would say then, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's and give back to God what is God's. There are a few things I think we need to see. First, if you live in the USA and you use the currency, then you receive the benefits of the country and you have obligation to support the country with taxes. We give back to the government some of what we have received via the currency of the country. Second, Christians also recognize that the state is ordained by God as stated in Romans 13, 1-7. Christians should be the best citizens in the country because we serve God who sanctions the state for the well-being of all. I would remind you that the state that Jesus says to pay taxes to was Rome. Rome had many flaws and was often brutal, but Jesus says, give back to Caesar what is Caesar's. When there is a definite conflict between the law of God and the law of the state, then Christians must obey God rather than men. See Acts 5:29. I submit this is an exceptional rather than normal occurrence. Finally, Christians need to give back to God what is God's. Everything you have comes to you from God. You should give back your time, your love, your possessions, and all that you have, you should give back to God. Now, taxes, I don't like paying them either. But what our Lord teaches us should help us to have a better understanding of paying taxes. We don't have to like paying our taxes, but we don't need to grumble about it either. Perhaps we should pray for our country and state to do a good and just job with our tax dollars. I am Pastor Fred Sykes of the First Baptist Church in Canton, New York, and I have been your radio pastor for the day.